you know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fin Talk Radio with your hosts, Jim and Maria Wells. Brought to you by Edward Jones, Crystal Carter, Wintersville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Center, FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Fit Talk Radio's Fitness Model Calendar Search Contest, and Crunch Fitness Valdosta. And now, here's Jim and Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we are here today. Thursday, it's been a very hot week, Jim, but we had a little bit of fun in the sun Saturday with the grandkids, and that was kind of fun over at Jekyll at the Summer Waves Water Park.
That's right. We had some good weather that day.
We did, and really enjoyed that little trip. But a lot going on, though. Right now, I'm going to give a big, big shout out to a good friend of mine. She even trained me, Jim, from over in Nashville. You remember Maggie Batten?
I do.
When I first started trying to come back, you know, go to the gym, get back in shape, all that kind of stuff, I looked her up and Maggie came to my rescue and she really helped me get back on track. But Maggie has made a tremendous transformation and is going to be doing figure at the Dexter Jackson this weekend. So I really want to just be wishing her well, wishing her best wishes, and she looks really good.
Right, and that's a big competition in Jacksonville, Florida.
It is a very big competition, so we wish her well, and good luck to you, Maggie. You've worked very hard. And, you know, I want to say something else. Maggie is the mother of four children. And to look like she looks with four little children, too.
That's how she gets her cardio, then, chasing after all those youngins.
Yeah, that's well, I'm getting mine chasing after that dog at home we have. I had to chase her around the house earlier today or yesterday. We have a little Yorkie, and her name is Naya. And if you let her outside, she's gone, people. I mean, she's around the house. And she ran out the road, Jim, and the UPS truck had to dodge her. She was almost squished, Yorkie.
Well, she's small enough that I think a good-sized hawk would just carry her away.
That's true, too. So, but congratulations to Maggie. And no matter how she got that cardio in, she got it in because her body is looking awesome. So I wanted to say that to her. And then Saturday, unfortunately, you won't be with me, but I will be in Valdosta at Crunch Fitness. They are having the Olympic Games.
Sounds like fun.
I'm really sad because I had signed you up for several events.
Well, since I didn't make it to Japan, I guess I might have done a little better at these in Valdosta, Georgia.
Yeah, I'm glad that I'm got to cover it because I surely wouldn't be able to do those box jumps and everything they're going to be doing Saturday. But it looks like it's a lot of fun. They've got a lot of teams signed up, and so they will be doing that. I'll be doing that on Saturday, but we had a...
Well, I was going to be there also, but I'm having mental health issues, so I'm going to withdraw from the competitions.
And that, folks, is what the show is going to be all about tonight. But more on that later. He had to withdraw for mental health issues. But so I'll be there, and you'll be at home serving some members of our church who had a death in their family. And so, but we've also had some great response for our Fit Talk calendar. And that is coming to an end, Jim.
Right, because the deadline to get photos in is July 31st.
That's right. And that is Saturday.
All right.
So that is fixing to be...
Still got just a couple days.
Just a couple of days. And we've had just people had several entries, you know, every day now this week. All these people that are going to make the calendar, it's our first edition of the Fit Talk calendar. This will be an annual event, we hope. And we'll also, they'll be featured in Fit Talk magazine coming out in November. And these people will be featured, and I'll be talking to them and interviewing them. They're going to get a lot of coverage over this next year.
Right. It's just a good opportunity for people to do something different, maybe get a little exposure, that type of thing.
And everybody will have a different month. And, of course, I'll have businesses that sponsor each month on the calendar. So that's very, very exciting. I want to give a big shout out to Kevin and Marianne, who have been our 2021 models for Fit Talk this year. We've used their body parts on our calendars, on our brochures and everything. And Marianne, they're both out of Panama City, so I want to thank them. for being part of this event, and that, and you know, we've used them for the last several months, and I really appreciate that. One of my friends from Panama City, Trisha, trains them, and so she got them for us. So I was really, I really appreciate her doing that, and them being our models this year for Fit Talk. It's a shame they didn't use us, Jim.
Well, thank you, though, for Trisha doing that and for the models.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that is coming to an end here very shortly, July 31st. We'll be picking the winners. And then next Thursday night, we're going to be announcing the winners. Who won the Fit Talk calendar model search? And then we'll be having a photo shoot, and the calendar will get the calendar out sometime in November, late October, 1st of November.
Sounds good.
I think it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. DC Photos, Dwayne Culpepper is our photographer. He's going to be judging this, and he will be taking the photo shoots for the calendar.
And he always does a good job with his photography.
Absolutely. Jim, we had submissions from a 64-year-old, a 69-year-old, and a 77-year-old.
And also some teenagers, so really a wide range there.
Wide range of
that's
people
great.
That are staying fit, from runners to martial artists to
we've got bodybuilders
just people that are staying in shape. So we've got a variety. So I'm really, really excited. You can probably see up there say hey to whoever's joined us on Facebook Live.
Well, if I get close enough to see it, yeah.
If you get close enough to see it. Thank y'all for joining us, though, here on Facebook Live.
Janet Sumner and Melissa Eichenberry.
Well, Melissa, good to see y'all. Another one just popped up. We had a little, just bear with us because we're not real savvy on Facebook Live, but y'all seem to like it. So that's why we're still doing it. Hopefully we got it a little bit better tonight than we did last week. So, Jim, tell us all about our show tonight.
Okay. Well, this evening, Rick Padgett will be calling in a little bit to tell us about an upcoming powerlifting meet. And I'll let him give us all the details on that.
That's over in Fitzgerald, Georgia.
It is. It is. And, I jokingly made a reference to mental health earlier. And, I hope everyone caught the joke because mental health, of course, is not a joke. But there's this debate out there right now. Over a couple of athletes, one recent one in particular in the Olympics, that bowed out of the competition. And, was that the right thing to do? Is this person a hero, a villain, or something in between? And so we're going to discuss this evening how athletes are handling mental health issues. And then Sutter Girl will call in later with her fitness tip of the week.
Well, she'll be kind of weighing in on the mental health issue that we're talking about. So
good.
I think.
Good. All right. And, just in case you've been living under a rock the last few days and don't know the background about what's going on, of course, the Olympic Games are going on right now. And the United States Olympic team, the women's gymnastics team, was heavily favored to win the gold. And we have on our team, on our U.S. team, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Simone Biles. Unfortunately, during the team competition, she performed a vault. Now, she was supposed to do, I think, about four vaults, but on her first vault, she did not execute it correctly, and she kind of pulled out of that and landed early, barely just make it to her feet. I've read and heard some other gymnasts saying if she wasn't just as good as she was, that could have been a really bad landing, and she could have landed on her back or her head or something and hurt herself. But she did land on her feet, but didn't get the score that she was hoping for. And after that one vault, she withdrew from the competition. And the announcement from the coach and the team was that it was a medical issue. Well, typically, that's, a knee, ankle, something like that. But I will give them credit. They quickly came forward and told the truth that said, this is a mental health issue that she's dealing with. And therefore, she is withdrawing from the competition. And the team will have to continue without her, and which they did. And they finished winning the silver medal, not the gold, but the silver medal. And the Russians won the gold. So ever since then, you know, there's been this discussion. Some people have criticized her for withdrawing from the competition. You know,
I've seen a lot of different, and that's why we call this the great debate, because there's some people right. on her side and some people that are not on her side. And if you want to call in tonight and you've got an opinion, call us 241-1059. We're going to take a commercial break right now, and then we'll get into this story very, very deeply here in just a minute. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fit Talk Radio is hosting a fitness model calendar search contest, June 1st and July 31st. Each winner will be featured in one of the calendar months of the 2022 Fit Talk Radio calendar. They'll also be featured in the first edition of Fit Talk Magazine and receive a professional photo shoot by DC Photos' Dwayne Culpepper, along with a t-shirt and swag bag. Application rules and payment can be found at FitTalkFitnessModelCalendarSearch.com. The winners will be announced live on air August 5th. It's Fit Talk Radio's Fitness Model Calendar Search Contest.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. We can work together to understand today's financial landscapes and work towards achieving your goals. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Let's connect.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. It's 2021, and it's time to get in shape. We offer boot camps, Pilates, yoga, cardio boxing, strength training, Spartan training, and more. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria Wells on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Okay, we are back. This is Fit Talk Radio 105.9 WVGA. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And welcome back. And y'all, please forgive us on this Facebook Live thing. We are learning, got some issues we're trying to work through. But thank you for all your suggestions last week and your comments. But Jim and I are old in this social media thing. We're working on it. So just stay with us and bear with us on it. But, Gail, thanks for joining in with us tonight, and Lindsay and, Sarah and Rick. Thank y'all for listening in and joining us Facebook Live tonight. So great story, Jim. Jim knows all. He reads the newspapers, watches the news. He knows all about this going on with Simone Biles and the Olympics. So fill us in, Jim. Tell us all about it.
Well, like I say, so we gave the background of what happened. And so in the aftermath, you know, the story now is the reactions to it.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I've seen, the great majority is supportive, positive, but there's some negative also. Some have described Simone Biles as weak, selfish, immature, shameful, and even sociopath. That seems a little harsh.
Yeah, that seems a little harsh.
It seems a little harsh.
Nobody knows what people are going through, Jim, in their hearts and minds.
That's right. And, you know, we can try to put ourselves in her shoes,
mm-hmm.
but that's all we can do is just try. We really don't know exactly what's going on, you know, inside her head, inside her heart. But I was glad to see that even according to Biles, she said that most of the reaction that she's seen has been very uplifting. But so anyway.
If you got an opinion on that, call us 241-1059. We're right here at WVGA Talk Radio.
There was a Texas deputy attorney general who apologized after receiving backlash for tweeting that Biles was a national embarrassment. He had tweeted a video of Carrie Strug, who competed in the 1996 Olympics, a gymnast, and she injured her ankle, tore up her ankle pretty good. And after a vault, I believe it was, she was actually hobbling, just trying to walk. But her team needed her to complete mm-hmm. the event if they were going to be in contention for the gold medal. And so she did continue. She competed, and she stuck the landing. You could see the grimace on her face. It was very painful to her. And they ended up, you know, after she stuck the landing, I think it was her coach that actually had to carry her off.
Wow.
But there she is, that tore up ankle, and she did not quit. She did what she had to do. So the Texas Deputy Attorney General puts up a tweet. He has a video of Carrie Strug, the 1996 Olympian, and he wrote, "Contrast this with our selfish, childish, national embarrassment, Simone Biles." So again,
that's pretty harsh, Jim.
It is, and he has since apologized for that.
Good, he should have.
But yes, and Biles has said, "I'm struggling with some things," she said. She also said, "You have to be 100% or 120%, because if you're not the slightest bit, you can get hurt. I don't want to go out there and do something dumb and get hurt and be negligent. Not worth it. At the end of the day, we want to walk out of here, not be dragged out on a stretcher." Now,
we got somebody calling in, I believe.
Okay. Let's see. Maybe they want to weigh in.
We got a caller on the air.
Hello.
Hello. This is Fit Talk Radio. Who's with us?
Yes. Well, this is just a friend of you, by the line, but you're talking about the that lovely little. Let me tell you, I take magazines and I get all kind of good, you know, health magazines. And one was about her the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to locate it. When I do, I'll get it to your wife for you to read about. It's her.
Uh-huh.
And I know I haven't. It's a very, because, you know, she's wonderful. Biles is wonderful.
She
Simone
is.
Simone is just, she is wonderful. This is her being interviewed. And then all of a sudden, and it's so much because she has done this all her life, what she's done. She's great. She's great. But she's at an age that she has no family, you know, she doesn't have any children, she doesn't have a love life, and her life is standing still right now. But the interview in this magazine of mine, I just got it about a week ago, just before all this started. And then when it started, everything in reverse of what she did in the book that I have, the magazine. So it's kind of bothered me how everybody's pushing their tongue the wrong way about her. She's not done anything wrong. she feels like that maybe she, in her heart, she's won everything. She's won everything to her limit. But people don't seem to understand that.
Well, I think she has fans out there. I think she does have a lot of encouragement. I think there's just a few people that are saying some things. And, of course, I think she's great, too. I mean, I learned about her when she was on Dancing with the Stars. And that was one. You know, I finally got her personality, understood her. I thought she was wonderful. So Jim and I are certainly fans. I would say
I am a fan.
We are a fan of Simone Biles, and that's why Jim was just so passionate about doing this story tonight, because you know we're hearing the negative stuff too, and you know there's two sides to everything, and we're trying to bring both sides to this story.
She's wonderful. I have followed her for a long, long time myself, and she is just she's healthy and ever. It seems, why do people do that? And I apologize for that man that's apologizing for what he did, and I understand he has problems. I understand that in people. Well, you know, we do.
We all do. We're human. You know,
I can only speculate, but I think sometimes people just get carried away with their competitive nature, and they were just disappointed that. Okay, it's going to be very hard for us to win the gold medal now. We're going to lose to the Russians. And we really, of course, we hate that. But, yeah, I think he just got carried away with his competitiveness.
Yeah, I do, too. I'm balanced on love. I don't balance on
trouble. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Better than, you know, my God and I, his son. But I'm going to try to find the book. When I do, I'll drop it off. I live in Valdosta.
Okay, all right.
Well, we're in Valdosta every week, so drop it off here to the radio station.
You can drop it off here at Black Crow Media.
And put my name on it, and I'll get it. Or you can drop it off at Wintersville Fitness or Crunch Fitness. Well, we're there, in and out of there all the time. So.
Now, I know a lady going through about 50 vaccines.
Well, thank you for calling in tonight.
I've listened to you for years. I've been here about 2009.
Oh, thank you so much. This is why we do this for you listeners.
Yeah. Well, I've been through your surgeries and prayed for you.
Oh, wow. What a blessing, Jim. Thank you for that, too. Thank you for that. Don't stop praying for me, though.
Because, honey, I don't.
Good.
That's the thing I have. It is a gift from God that I love people and I fail.
Well, it's because of you and the prayers of the righteous that I'm even sitting here today. So thank you so much.
Well, you're more worth it. You bring a lot of good and a lot of reasoning for people. You do your part. You're a quality couple. I really do.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So, but I do. I really used to be you by yourself.
Yes.
Yes. See, I've listened to you a long time. Yeah, yeah.
I think it's better with Jim, don't you?
I do. Today I was washing dishes, and I thought, well, this is the day.
Yeah.
Well, this way, if anything goes wrong, she has someone to blame it on, right?
I blame it on him. I blame it on Jim.
No, I think both of you are so. But sometimes I'd like to hear about your doctors that did your surgery on your hip.
Okay. Well, I've had several people say they wanted to hear my story, so that's probably coming up soon.
I'd like to know your doctors.
It was Dr. William Friedman in at Gainesville at Shands
Hospital.
Dr. William Friedman.
Gainesville, Florida, or Gainesville, Georgia?
Gainesville, Florida.
Gainesville, Florida at Shands.
I'm a Florida girl halfway, and the other half is Tennessee. So that I travel with medicine. You know, I know doctors both good ways.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. Well, listen, I won't keep you on here, but if I find the magazine, I will get it to you, because maybe you. I know I didn't throw it away because I still got 100 to go through.
Okay.
Right,
well, good.
Thank you for weighing in on the topic.
Thank you so much for calling. Bye bye.
I love both of you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Love you. Thank you.
So, sweet obviously,
lady.
There is a fan.
Yes,
and that's totally understandable. I'm a fan. Everything I have seen, heard, and read about her, she's a class act, Simone Biles. But again, you know, she had this unfortunate incident at the Olympics this year. And I'll tell you the truth, Maria. I'm going to make a confession here. When I first saw this happening, for just a second, I was disappointed. I was a little bit angry, and I'm like, oh, what? You're quitting? Don't do that. You know, don't quit on your teammates. You know, when I found out that she said, oh, it's a mental health issue, I thought, you know, okay, she didn't do very good on that vault. She got a low score. She got her lip poked out. So now she's just going to quit. You know, that's what I thought. And I'm like, shame on you for doing that to your teammates and your fans and everyone. But then, you know, I quickly remembered, you know, this is gymnastics, okay? This is not golf or tennis. You know, she is spinning, she's twisting, she's upside down, she's this way. If she's not totally focused, she could easily land on her head and break her neck or do something like that.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't take me long to, you know, snap out of that. You know, that was my competitiveness, you know, wanting to, you know, cheer for the USA coming through. But I quickly said, you know what? You know, she probably made the right decision. You know, only she knows, you know,
exactly,
how bad this was. And I mean,
exactly,
if it was to the point where she felt like, I don't think I can focus, I don't think I can concentrate and do this right,
mm-hmm,
that, you know, yeah, I mean, there's no sense her getting badly injured.
Not over that.
You know, and
Charles
Clark,
I see you on Facebook.
Right.
Thank you.
There was,
you
know,
us.
There was another incident, by the way. Naomi Osaka withdrew. You know, she's a tennis player. She withdrew from the French Open June of this year and cited mental health issues. Right. And, now, again, you know, that's her business. She knows what's best for her. I do see that as a little bit different because I don't see the great risk for physical injury, you know, to where you're going to get paralyzed. I mean, it's tennis. You know, what's the worst thing? That if you don't concentrate, you hit the ball into the net instead of over the net, something like that, you know. So I'm still not saying she doesn't have a right to withdraw, but I don't know. That would have been more difficult for me to quit that tournament, knowing that I had fans, I had sponsors, you know, the tournament directors, you know, a lot of people relying on me. If it was golf or tennis, you know, that kind of thing, I I'm not saying she did the wrong thing. I'm just questioning what if you would have continued with the tennis competition.
Right.
And then afterwards, you know, that night after the tennis matches, I mean, you sit down and talk with your therapist or, you know, if your doctor prescribes you an antidepressant or something. Whatever. I mean, why can't you do both at the same? Can't you pursue, you know, remedies for your mental health and play tennis too, basically at the same time? That's one of the things I thought about that was different about the two situations. But again, I'm not her. I'm not her. Everybody's got to do what's best for them. But I'll tell you, I was listening to Ben Shapiro today, and Ben Shapiro had an interesting take on this. He was asking, hero or villain, talking about Simone Biles,
yeah,
hero or villain, are those the only choices?
So either way, she's either got to be a hero or the villain.
And that seems to be where people are coming down,
yeah,
on this issue. She's either a hero or a villain. And he's saying maybe she's neither. Maybe she's just human.
Yeah, I don't see her as a hero or a villain.
But a lot of people are seeing her,
yeah,
as a hero. You know, this was so brave, so courageous. He's like, she quit. You know, I'm not saying she's a villain. This is Ben Shapiro. But I don't know that she's my hero because she quit. She just did what was best for her.
Right.
Heroes risk their lives for someone else. You know, think about 911, the firefighters rushing into the burning building when everyone else is, you know, rushing out. You know, that kind of thing. Or military people who put their lives on the line.
All right, we have a
caller. So, caller.
All righty. Caller's on the air.
Hello, caller.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Good.
I'm just, you know, I'm listening to y'all, and I normally listen to you every Thursday.
Good.
And I think about this Simone Biles thing and mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I mean, the landscape of these athletes we're dealing with nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and of course, I mean, this is a fitness show, and mental health is
that's
the
a part
biggest
of
part
it.
Of fitness.
Yes.
And I just think we've become too soft.
Well, there are a lot of people out there that would
he
agree with you.
Might be right.
Well, I mean, let me give you my background. I mean, I'm from Berrien County. I wound up getting a football scholarship to Florida State and wound up being a team captain in 1986.
And you're an athlete.
Oh, yeah. Played, bounced around the NFL for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't good now. I said bounced around.
If you were in the NFL, you weren't bad either.
Who are we speaking to?
I said if you were in the NFL, you weren't too bad either, though.
Well, I probably wasn't that good. But you look at these people that are making, you know, I mean, the basketball players killed me.
Mm-hmm.
These guys like this load management.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, these people have the, I mean, they have the opportunity to the greatest, they have the greatest opportunities to fine tune their bodies.
Right, right.
And, but yet they still have to take games off. Or if things don't go their way, they take a night or two off. And, you know, that stuff kind of drives me nuts.
Caller, if you don't mind, do you want to tell us your name?
I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, let me ask you this then, since you were an athlete, and I mentioned Ben Shapiro uh-huh. earlier. Shapiro wondered if maybe there was a little bit of a gender issue to this. He said most people are praising Simone Biles as well as the tennis player we mentioned earlier. But
absolutely.
But, you know, they're calling her a hero. Would we react the same way if it were a male athlete? If LeBron or LaFlop James missed four free throws in a row there in the first quarter, what if he just said, you know what, mental health issue, I'm just a little depressed tonight. I know it's game 7 of the finals of the NBA championship, but, you guys do this without me. Would we say, oh, what a hero, what a wonderful guy? Or, you know, if Tom Brady was playing in the Super Bowl, and in the first quarter, he threw an interception and just said, you know what, guys, I just can't concentrate mentally. I just don't have it. Good luck, but I'm out of here. Would we say, oh, he's my hero. What a great guy for doing that. I don't know if we
Jim,
would. What do you think?
I don't think it's a gender thing.
You think we would react the same and say those guys are heroes too?
Oh,
they did that?
No, the reaction would not be the same.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely 100% true. But I hate to say, I mean, I'm an old school kind of guy, and you were a football coach.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And good Lord. you got to play to win.
Well, listen. I coached back in the day. I coached males and females in different sports. And let me tell you my experience with this mental health thing.
Women.
I was coaching a girls track team, high school girls.
And girls cheerleading.
It was the region championship. Region championship, and we knew we were going to be right in it. We had a chance to win, but it was going to be close. So we're coming up on the 2 mile run. I think now it's probably the 3,200 meters, but back then it was a 2 mile run. Now I had two.
I was right there. I got you.
I had two girls. I had two sisters, right? Now, one of the sisters was stud in this event, okay? She was going to win. We knew if she showed up, she was going to win this event, and she was going to win it easily. Now, the other sister, she was pretty good, and we knew she would finish somewhere between second and fifth, which was good because that's going to score points, and that's going to help us hopefully win this region championship. Well, you know, just so happened, I was down there on the track because, as well as coaching, I was drafted to be one of the timers. You know, it was done by hand back then. We were holding our stopwatches, you know, that kind of thing. So I turn around. They're literally lining up for this race. And I look out there, and both my girls are crying. They're crying.
We don't cry.
So I go up to the one girl that's favored to win this race, and I said, "What's wrong? Why are you crying?" She said, "I'm crying because my sister's crying." I said, "Okay, well," I said, "what's wrong with her?" "I don't know, but she's crying." I said, "Well, don't, it's all right. I'm going to go find out. I'm going to go check on her." So I went over to the other sister. I said, "What's wrong? Why are you crying?" She said, "I don't know." "I don't know.
Hormones.
I don't know." I said, "So you're okay? You're not hurt?"
"I'm outnumbered, ladies."
"No." She says, "No,
I'm man against one.
I'm okay.
Three against one."
She said, "I'm okay. I guess I'm just nervous." So, of course, I went back to the other sister. "Hey, she's okay. She's not hurt. She's just a little nervous." So, you know, I went back to the other sister that, you know, her answer was, "I don't know." You know, and I kind of reassured her and said, "Look, don't worry about it. You know, don't worry about where you finish. No pressure. Just as long as you do your best, you're fine. You're fine." You know, and sure enough, they were fine. You know, my one girl won the race, won easily. The other girl, I think, came in third or fourth, got us some significant points. We went on to win the region championship. But, you know, I was just shocked. I looked over there just out of nowhere. They're both bawling.
You know, I mean, that's...
What he's trying to say is women have more mental issues than men. It's what I think he's trying to say.
I'm just glad they didn't say, "Hey, I'm having issues," and walk off and quit. I'm just glad they didn't quit.
I can bonk you on the head, Jim.
I understand the concept of pressure. I get it.
Yes.
But
all athletes have that pressure, and most of them don't quit. So what's the difference? Now, I'm not saying the ones that quit. Like I say, I love Simone, the tennis player also. I have respect for her. But, what was it? What was it that day? You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I'm not faulting them, but it makes you wonder what happened to her that day that didn't happen to the other competitors. Why were they handled different?
And They try to go back to her childhood and that kind of stuff.
And you know what? And she did have a bad experience with that doctor that was the sexual predator, and he's doing a life now, you know, for his sex crimes. She was one of his victims. So, you know.
That's correct.
We don't know. We don't know everything she's been through.
Ken Cheek, thanks for joining us on Facebook, and Jim Shellhouse, shout out to them for watching us this afternoon.
All right. So what you think?
Let me tell you a story. I'll get off the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And I know y'all get off at 7.
And we got two more callers, but it's okay.
So I was at Florida State, and I went there as a defensive end and played lettered my freshman year, as a true freshman. Leonard is the defensive end for 2 years, and all of a sudden we didn't have a center my junior year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been an offensive lineman in my life. Hmm. So they moved me to center and played there. And then 1986, we're playing North Carolina in Tallahassee. And our starting offensive tackle, our right tackle, had gotten killed the week before at some kind of fraternity party. So they had this great idea. They're going to slide me out to right tackle.
Mm.
Well, at halftime, I asked Coach Wayne McDuffie to take me out of the game because by that point, I'd given up three sacks. So I wake up Sunday morning, and all these people are bringing these newspapers.
I had a picture
of this guy, this guy, Ron Burton, just running over me. And it was from it was from Tallahassee to St. Petersburg.
You was the goat, weren't you?
Hey, that's not a paper you bring home to mom and dad. but you know, I mean, it didn't bug me that much. I mean, you know, I mean, you could fold up and that kind of stuff.
If they had somebody that could have done it better, they would have had them over there, right?
I mean, it just seems like these people, any chance that they get not to do something. I don't know. I don't want to sound insensitive.
Yeah.
All right. Good talking to y'all.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling. Great caller. Don't know who it is, but I'm going to go look it up. I'll find out who he was.
he gave us enough clues, right? FSU, 1980s.
and I know Hal Jackson will know exactly who
Google,
he is.
Google knows everything.
That's right. We'll find out who you are, caller.
We do thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in.
We do.
So, you know, one other thing I was thinking about with this whole mental health as, you know, a reason to walk off. I wonder, should that apply to other professions? You know, what if you're a West Virginia coal miner or a steel worker in Pennsylvania?
Right.
Do you just walk off in the middle of your shift and say, hey, you know, just not feeling it today? You know,
sometimes people do that. We got
a little confused or depressed.
All righty. We got another caller on the air.
Yes, sir.
And who's on the line?
Hey, I ain't gonna give away Jim's last name, but he was not only he was a man amongst boys back in the day, but he was a Barron County standout. But he was real good at what he did, no matter what position he played. He might get humble on you.
So there's your other clue. His name's Jim.
Yeah,
we better stop, or Jim's gonna get mad at us. He didn't want to give us his name.
He can't get fat anymore because he does. It hurts.
Yeah. But he was a bad mamma jamma back in the day, huh?
He's pretty tough dude now.
Maybe he still is, huh?
He can play what he wants to, but he was as good at FSU as anybody.
Very good.
I just want to tell y'all, that's another. I ain't going to give a last name, but you got another clue.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. Thank you.
All right.
We got another caller.
And who's on the line?
One moment.
Okay.
All righty, caller on the air.
Who's on the line?
Hey, Jim Maria?
Yes.
Hey, this is Sarah and Rick Padgett.
Hey,
good evening.
Doing all right. I'm sure you were seeing some comments coming through about the gymnastics and the psychological point of view that I had, whether you could read it or not. But I didn't read the comments, but
I do know that you do have a gymnastics background, don't you?
Yes, I do, actually. All three of my girls, actually, were gymnasts, but my youngest was a pre-elite. And everything that Simone Biles was going through, I have experienced at some point in time. You know, granted, Simone is going through 100 times more with all of the pressure, especially with the Larry Nassar thing coming back to light recently.
Yes.
There's so many things. She had a brother that was on trial for murder recently as well. So a lot going on for her, but yeah, I've seen it. It's really frustrating, and it's very terrifying when you see your child experience that, but it happens. So
you're probably familiar with the term.
On another level.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we've got Rick here, and they were out there grinding in the gym, getting ready for the Hammer Showdown Lift Loud that's going to be in August 7th here in Fitzgerald. So I'm going to let him talk with you a little bit.
Okay.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Rick. Welcome
to Fitzgerald
Radio. We're doing great.
Yes, sir. Y'all doing all right?
Yes, sir.
We're looking forward to August 7th.
Yeah, we are, too. We've been working hard. Yeah, just got through, so I'm a little winded right now. I may get a little jacked up, too, from the caffeine.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Well, we're looking forward to covering the event, and it is August 7th at Destiny Fitness in Fitzgerald. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. I think we're going to have around 50 lifters, so it's going to be a big deal.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. It,
awesome.
It's a sanctioned event, and we're trying to get it down here more. And we're looking at it may be first of next year having like a border wars over in Tifton maybe against other states and to make it even bigger. And people don't realize that, you know, people bring a lot of crowds with them when they come, and it's a lot of good revenue for the towns and cities. And, you know, it makes a big impact more than people think.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Jim and I are looking so forward to covering the event. Several people have called us and want us to be other places on August the 7th, and we told them we could not be there at their event because we were going to be in Fitzgerald, Georgia at a powerlifting event. We would not miss this for the world. And so glad.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be good, but I'm going to tell you something too that's going to be really something to see. I got a kid I've been working with for about 2 years. She got brain cancer when she was 18. And she's actually going to lift in the meet when she first came to me. Her name is Macy Barfield. She could barely even sit up in a chair. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm looking forward to lifting and all my people lifting and doing good. But even if people just, she's going to be the first lifter. Even if they just come and watch her, I'm telling you, if you don't cry, something wrong with you.
But, I've seen some pictures. I've seen some pictures on social media of you working with her. So, you know, good for you for helping her.
Well, you know, and it's funny because, you know, I know a lot of stuff goes on with mental stuff, and I've been competing since 1993, and people say, man, how do you have the mentality to keep doing it? It's just, it's either in you or it's not. And like this kid, she's never complained, and I work her so hard sometimes next day her mama said she's just so sore, but she's never complained one time, and I just see all these people that do complain a lot, but, you know, and then you don't realize other people's got it a whole lot worse than you do. But
absolutely.
As far as the strength stuff, people don't – well, you know Jim personally, and Maria does too, the dedication it takes to be strong and to be in shape. It's a lot of work. So, and that's the thing. A lot of people, even if they don't lift or not interested in lifting, you know, come out and watch. And it, we have a good time. We kind of show, you know, show people how to live and to love one another, no matter what color, race, religion. We don't get into all that. And it kind of – we put on a show and show the world how you're supposed to treat each other.
I believe you do. We were over there in Fitzgerald at one of your lifts one Friday night, and it looked like the United Nations.
Very diverse crowd.
Very diverse crowd.
That's right. You know, and it's funny. We go to meets and all, and we vocal about it. We'll tell each other we love each other, and it's so funny because people
Praise
I've known.
God.
Yeah, so people are so funny because they say, man, y'all really do love each other, don't you? Y'all ain't just saying that.
It shows.
It does show. It does show.
Yeah, there
absolutely.
There's
so much hate in the world, man, and, you know, we only here for a short period of time, even if it's 100 years. I kind of want to be happy, and, you know, it kind of trickles down to other people when they see you make
absolutely.
An impact on their life.
Right.
It makes them want to, you know, try to do the same thing. So it's definitely going to be – I know we support Mission 22 and for Veterans Against Suicide, and then Hello Gorgeous, a local charity here in Fitzgerald. Cindy Bridges kind of heads that up. She's a beautician here. She does makeup, and they women that's had cancer, you know, it's really hard on them when they lose their hair and different things, and they do a lot for them and make them feel good about herself. And they've had a lot of women recover from cancer, and they said that was the one thing that kind of kept them going.
Well, that's
great organization.
Excellent, two excellent charities. Great charities, both of them. And, you know,
lots of good food will be here. You know, we got some real good stuff.
All the vendor trucks.
Yeah, you're gonna have food trucks out in the parking lot. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I'm excited about. I'm looking forward to that.
I know. Everybody's
not coming for the lifting. He's coming for the food, Rick.
Well, at least he's honest.
I'll be lifting a sandwich in each hand.
It's going to be a very emotional day. It's going to be emotional, too, you know, seeing people do good. And I'm a crybaby when it comes to kids, and we got some another kid lifting on our team, Mario McWell's daughter, mm-hmm. Jayla, back in 2015. She had real bad cancer and almost died, and she's been lifting with us ever since, and she beat it, and she's a strong individual. And every time she lifts, I get excited, but I want to cry, too. So, but
We interviewed her. She has a great spirit. I fell in love with her too, Rick. When I met her over at your place. So we're looking forward to being there with everybody and seeing you guys and watching all these great lifters on Saturday, August 7th. It starts at what time?
Well, me and you and Jim go way back. I've been knowing y'all a long time, and I thank the world of both of y'all. Y'all do a lot.
You trained Jim's son. Yeah, that's right.
He worked out with me for a long time.
Yeah.
And I know we're talking about the meet and all, Jim, but I do have to tell you this, kind of funny. I remember one time you paddled Austin when you was in Fisher at the school, and I loved that so much.
Probably more than he did.
I said, he needed that so bad. I said, when I talk to Jim again, I'm going to thank him for that.
Rick, let me tell you something. I can't take this man anywhere. We were over in Lakeland, Georgia, coming back Saturday, dropping our grandson off to my son. He was playing softball in a tournament. And this guy comes up to the fence and tells Christian, said, that man paddled me when I was in school.
And now he's a high school coach somewhere in South Georgia.
Yeah, he's a high school coach. Back in the day, we had the big paddle, not the little paddle.
And Austin, I remember I asked him, I said, boy, did it hurt? He said, he does it so quick, it's like your butt don't have time to cool off before the next one hits. And them three licks felt like 40. Well, maybe I need to hire him about once a week. Then.
I had to get him in quick, because if I don't, after that first one, they'll run away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Austin was wrong, too.
Oh, Lord. If you heard the stories I hear. Y'all. It's so funny because, like I said, I can't take him anywhere. I mean, usually once a week at least, somebody's coming at us wherever we are.
And it's funny because we're talking about grown men in their 40s, and they remember when I was 15, you know, in high school, you know.
Well, Rick, and you look back and it's like, okay, I deserve it. They'll admit it. And all they did, too, he said,
Every time they say something like that.
Yeah, they do.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Well, listen, we are looking forward to your power lifting event, and everything we've been to, Rick, that you organized, there's just been a positive energy, and I'm sure this is going to be the same.
Yes, sir. We all try to do that, man, and, you know, we got a lot of people in Fitzgerald that's always support us all these years, but, you know, this from other stuff they were doing, they couldn't actually go, and we're going to have a lot of people coming just to watch us, you know, that's always supported us. And, you know, we're going to have a good time. We get a little loud and, you know, I've had people come up to us and tell us, you know, when they seen us next time, man, I had never worked out in my life, but I started that Monday after that meet and I hadn't stopped, you know. And if you just got three or four that maybe started working out and got in better shape and added years to their life, then, you know, putting on the show was worth it.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about, right.
Yeah. And for the 15 years that Rick and I have been married, I mean, we have always traveled. We have gone to Atlanta. We've gone down Florida. We've been to Tennessee, everywhere. So
Nevada.
It's time. He's been to Las Vegas. I mean, it's time to bring all of that back to South Georgia, because we have some of the most amazing lifters down here. I mean, these are record-breaking guys right here. And I know Rick, he's a little bit humble. He doesn't like me to brag, but when Shayla, she was a spectator back when Rick, it was 2015, and Rick pulled 700 pounds in a deadlift. And he's getting ready to do that again just before his 55th birthday. So she was there, and it was a dedication to her. And now here she is. She's lifting, and she's breaking records in the women's division. It's absolutely amazing to see that, and such an inspiration. So we're so proud of all of them.
You should be very proud.
That's an amazing comeback right there. So just to reiterate, it's going to be August 7th. First lifter should go on the stage about 8:30 in the morning. It's going to be at Destiny Fitness. It's next to Walgreens over in the old Windy Dixie parking lot, if you're familiar with that, off of the old Osceola Highway. So come on out and join us.
Support our charities,
please.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
We'll have Mission 22 out there selling T-shirts and different things that goes back to the veterans that are dealing with post-traumatic syndrome. Door entries are going to be split between the Federation and Hello Gorgeous so that we can make these women feel beautiful again for all of the hardships and things that they've experienced. So we need everybody to come out there, come support Frederick Shaw that's going to be out there with
Like Jim said, Amy don't want to lift, come eat.
That's right.
Don't want to lift, come eat.
In there with an ice cream truck for the big and the little kids. We've also got, we're hoping Coastal Plains Barbecue is going to be out there as well. Jonathan Birch does an amazing job. We've also got Ben Hill Nutrition that's across the parking lot that has all of the best energy drinks and everything else. So come on out. It's going to be a great time. We look forward to seeing everybody.
And Fit Talk Radio will be there.
Fit Talk Radio will be there. We'll see y'all there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's going to be a great event. I'm excited about that, Jim.
Yes. And again, you know, two great charities that they're supporting, Hello Gorgeous and Mission 22.
Absolutely.
So, wonderful.
Fitzgerald, Georgia, be there, 8:30, Destiny Fitness.
Do we have a caller, Mike?
Not at the moment.
Okay. All right.
We're expecting one more, at least one more. Oh,
there it is. All right.
Hello, caller.
Yo, it's for a girl. How y'all doing?
Hey, Amy Sutter, how are you?
Hey, girl, sorry. You've probably been trying to call in, hadn't you?
I have been trying to call in, but, you know, I'm persistent like that.
They're good for you. Good for you. We have had
our good listeners have lit up this board tonight.
They have lit up the board tonight.
Well, you got a real interesting topic tonight.
I agree. I mean, it's something that caught my attention this week. And, you know, I had mixed feelings about it. But, you know, mostly supportive, of course, for the athletes. But at the same time, you hate that it come to that. And you try to just understand and be supportive.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just goes back to mindset. You know, we talked about mindset and how it's really the root of everything we do. And what's unfortunate is what makes these athletes superhuman is that on most occasions they have they're ironclad on both. They're ironclad in their mental game and they're ironclad in their physical game. Which is what makes what they achieve so unbelievable and amazing, and we get spoiled by that. And just listening to some of the commentary and other athletes who have been gymnasts, you know, I've been a gymnast, so I can empathize all day long, but I'm slow to make any really strong statements when I've never walked in someone's shoes.
Right.
And, you know, it's just unfortunate because, you know, the twisties is what they were trying to describe. That's what they call it, like the yips in tennis or the yips in golf with your golf swing or your serve in tennis.
Yeah.
They kind of tried to equate it to that. But the big difference is if you get the twisties, you could paralyze yourself if you're not on your game.
And that's when you're in the midst of one of these maneuvers and you become disoriented, right?
Right.
The twisties.
Right. And so if you're losing if your mind and your body aren't connected, what I'm understanding from reading several different takes on it, it's not something you could just go back to the drawing board in the in-between sessions that they have when you're in the midst of competition and necessarily iron it out to be able to come back the next day and perform. So she had to make a judgment call sooner than maybe later.
So it sounds like from what you've read, once she experienced this on that first vault, there was a very good chance she would have experienced on the next vault and the next vault and so on. Is that right?
Right, right. And they're saying that because of her superhuman athletic ability at her level and her being the GOAT, as they've established already, she miraculously was able, because of her ability, to land it anyway and not blow her knee out or do something worse.
Yeah, yeah. At least she landed on her feet and not her head. That's right. And, she wasn't as great as she was. It would have been a lot worse.
Yeah. Right. And then I don't know if y'all follow tennis much, but, you know, mental health has been a hot, hot topic as of late. And most recently in tennis with Naomi Osaka.
Osaka, yes.
Who lit the torch, who's from or was born in Japan, but has been raised more so in the States. But anyway, she took a breather from mental health. But
in June, the French
Open.
That one's
a little bit harder for me to empathize with.
I mentioned that earlier, you know. I said, you know, tennis, golf, something like that. I personally, you know, I'm speculating here, but I think I would power through that. I wouldn't blame you if it was gymnastics or if you're out there in a NASCAR race at 200 miles an hour. So, you know, there's great danger in those. And you can, you know, not only hurt or kill yourself, but somebody else.
Right. Well, and the other thing is, these athletes go into this career knowing that part of the job is pressure. And if it's severe pressure for you to go through an interview process, post-interview of post-matches, I've got less empathy, way less empathy for that being your reason to not be, you know, I mean, that's just part of your job. I mean, you know, cut the thing short, answer a couple of questions, and, you know, but, and I think that if you don't have the strong mental ability to just withstand a couple of
To do an interview.
I mean, you, it takes way more on the tennis court, you know what I'm saying? So, like, there's other things at play. And again, I'm not judging. I'm just having a hard time understanding. Yeah. And you can't, it's not apples to apples, like you're saying.
Right.
But it's interesting, you know, and sometimes you're like, are you just playing the mental health card because you're riding a hot trend right now?
And
want a different kind of attention.
There, of course, you know, at that level of competition, of course, there's pressure and, you know, people who are not your fans are going to attack you on social media and all.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, you know all of that going in, and you that choice, you know.
Yeah, and one of the greatest all-time quotes from a former major tennis champion, Billie Jean King, pressure is a privilege.
Yes.
And Serena Williams, Venus Williams, have gone to that quote throughout their career when asked about, you know, how do you, like Serena has recently asked, how do you handle the fact that you've got a target on your back every time you hit the court? Somebody's going to bring the best they have because they know they have to. Well, that's part of the beauty of being the best. I mean, it's a double-edged sword, right? You're the best. You've got to be on your game all the time because they're going to bring their best that they have to try to outdo you. And sometimes it happens. You muscle through it, you know, mentally muscle through it. But Simone, life-threatening. You know, you can't have that disconnect and then chance landing on your head and breaking your neck and being paralyzed the rest of your life. You just can't do it.
Agreed. Well, Amy, thank you for weighing in on this topic and sharing your thoughts.
Sorry you had to keep calling in, but we'll be back here next Thursday.
Excellent.
And we'll be telling you what the subject is next week. But thank you, Amy. We got to get off the air, but thank you for calling
in. All right, girls.
Hey,
y'all be good.
Thank you, Danny and Marilyn Gordon, for joining us on Facebook Live. Cassandra Floyd, thank you for listening in today. Pam Bishop, all the Facebook fans that tuned in today on Facebook Live, thank you so much. It was a great show, Jim. Great topic. Kudos to you. I applaud you tonight, Jim.
Well, don't applaud me.
This was your subject. We thought you did a great job.
Our guests and our callers, you know, they made it easy.
They did make it easy tonight.
Everybody, thanks for listening.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Everyone, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.